The Bert Show.
Little empathy for your guys. How often has this scene played out for you where you guys are going out, right? And he's pressing you and pressing you and pressing you and rushing you to get out of the house. And you're like, oh, if he just knew what it felt like to have to put all this makeup on. If he just felt what it was like to wear this thing around my boobs 24/7.
A bra?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a name.
This thing. Guys, I don't know any guy that would honestly admit that our lives are harder than women on a day-to-day when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I'm glad you recognize that.
You think that there are guys that are, oh my God, women have it so easy?
100%.
What?
I don't know.
Those dudes exist. I think you all are in the majority where you get that it is more complicated and more difficult to be a woman. But there are the men out there who think, please, poor, poor, pitiful me, get over yourself. No, no, it's not.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to hear from these guys. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you're in the camp where you think somehow, some way, we as guys have it easier on a day-to-day than women do, I want to hear what your argument sounds like.
No, you said women have it easier on a day-to-day basis.
That women have it easier than guys do. Yeah, on a day-to-day.
I will say sometimes when my wife is in the bathroom putting makeup on, I'm sitting outside going, how can this take that long? Are you painting a picture? What are you doing?
Well,
in
here's
there?
The thing, Brian. There are good days and there are bad days. There are days when you can put an outfit on and you are like, I am looking fly. And then there are other days when you literally try on 20 different outfits and you feel fat in every single one of them. There are days when you can do that liquid eyeliner like a damn pro. And then there are other days where it's perfectly thin on one side and then looks like some cracked out kid with a crown on the other side. Like,
who notices that stuff? Do you? Yes, you notice it, so it affects your own attitude.
Perfect.
But if you walked in with one of your eyebrows, I don't even know what you're talking about, thicker than the other ones, would anybody in the room actually notice it?
Probably not, but it's not about you. Why are you making it about you? It's about how I feel about myself.
Envision this and tell me if you think this could happen. Woman, very attractive, walks into a bar. Bert and I hanging out, and we go, hold on a second. Look at that girl's fat left eyebrow. She is so gross. She is disgusting. I can't even look at her chest or any other part of her body because of that disgusting fat eyebrow.
Well, what Kristen is saying is that
it's how you feel about yourself.
Of course. You might not even look at her if she doesn't have her mojo.
Yeah.
And if one of her eyebrows is all jacked up and she's not, and she doesn't have her mojo.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that guys aren't even looking at your face anyway, so go easy on it.
There's life advice for women.
Good to
guys
know.
Aren't even looking at your face anyway, so go easy on it. Solid advice, Brian. Go easy on your face, ladies. All right, so Kristen had the idea. You know what? Let's see if guys for a week can live like a woman. So we started with the suggestions yesterday on social media, and what'd you come up with?
Oh, ladies, you did not disappoint. Ooh. God bless you. You paint the accurate picture of what it's like to be a woman. So these are the suggestions that came in.
By the way, there was 1,000. I've never seen our Facebook page go that crazy. I looked at it and I just started, like, a little tear came into my eye. I was like, no.
Not like 1,000 likes, 1,000 comments.
1,000 comments.
All right,
And this is things that, Bert, they want you to do, Brian, that they want you to do. For Live Like a Woman Week.
Okay.
Congratulations to Carrie Castro Scruggs, because you win at life and you had the best comments ever. Definitely wear wet panty liners pads for a 24-hour period, so they have to change them throughout the day.
A what?
Wet panty liner or pad for a 24-hour period. That way you understand what it's like to be on your period.
Bert? Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you don't know what a panty liner is?
Yeah, he has no idea. Look at his face.
Is that a diaper? We gotta wear diapers?
That's the thinnest pad of all. Like, I wear panty liners when I'm on my period because I can't always trust my tampon, and second day is like heaviest flow day. Okay.
So sometimes you gotta wear Depends.
No, it's not Depends.
I guess it depends.
You literally look like someone asked you to do long division in your head.
I really had no idea what you were talking about. I thought it was something that you had to wear on a daily, but this is just for that week.
Well, I mean, it's for women who have...
I got it.
Okay,
it's early.
Okay.
Got it?
Moving on.
So we would have to do what in order to emulate that? You'd have to have it wet?
Yes, because it simulates the fact that it's soaking up... Your menstrual flow.
I got you.
Okay, we got the wet part. You can move on from that.
I didn't, but now I get it.
Yes.
So we if we were going to do this, one of us was going to do this, would have to go continuously to the sink.
No, both of you would do it.
And
to
wet
the sink.
And wet, what am I supposed to do,
yes.
pee in it?
Yes.
Yeah, you can just pee a little bit, man. I'm starting to see the benefits of this panty liner thing.
Just get it wet with
yes.
water.
Okay. And then you have to put it in your, you couldn't wear boxers. You'd have to wear something that's tighter. You need to wear like boxer briefs or tighty whities and press it against your underwear and wear it.
I think I understand without going into detail. So you just use water.
Yes.
Right.
For women, it's just
something else. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Got it.
That's
okay.
why it's damp.
Okay. Got it. And you have to live with that for, that's a 24/7
Well,
for
women, it can last anywhere from 3 to 7 days.
Oh,
but
awful.
For you guys, you
Shoot.
Would only have to endure it for 24 hours, and you would need to change it every 4 hours.
24/7, try like 35, 50 years of
Man,
that.
Man, you're going to get so pruned up. You know, when you sat in a hot tub too long.
It does sound awful.
All right, we're not going to get to hardly any of these.
Okay.
Here we go.
We got plenty of time.
A mammogram would also be awesome because even women with itty-bitty boobs have to get pulled skin to get a mammogram.
Okay, now I've heard about these things. Like it's almost like it clamps down on your boobs, right?
Like it makes it like a pancake.
Like you have to put your boob on top of a table and it clamps down on it?
Uh-huh.
I've heard about that. Okay.
Like you literally put it in a vise. Have them sit in a meeting quietly and attentively while hooked to the labor machine so they can experience cramps while trying to work or concentrate. They cannot moan or complain, but they can take a Midol.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, definitely stirrups in the doctor's office with a female staring up at them from down below.
Ooh, boy.
I would not like that.
No one would like that.
And if you really want to experience the whole enchilada, make sure they wax, shave, dress up cute, push up bra, put on a weave, wear high heels, and get drunk while in high heels. And then you have to pee a million times while squatting over the nasty toilet.
See, the waxing thing, we decided that we're not even sure that your junk doesn't just come ripping right off you.
No, where I go, she waxes dudes and gives dudes Brazilians.
I accidentally had that done to my eyebrows a couple of weeks ago, and I thought my eye was literally going to pop out of my head. I can't even imagine on the speed bags what that's going
to
feel like.
Well, guess what? Soon you're not going to have to imagine because you'll know firsthand.
Marsha Sharp says, definitely wear heels. Jen Beal Burkholder says you forgot shave the legs. Jenny Baker Smith says wear Spanx. Courtney agrees you guys need to get your bikini area waxed and have mammograms. Marissa Mashad brought up, I had to wear the pregnancy belly, so what if you guys had to wear that along with some of the other ideas? And then there's ladies who took it one step further. And God bless you, you get it. Here are some other suggestions, but these are more just so you understand what women go through. They're not really things that you guys can accomplish because they're not physical.
So this just turned into a vent.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Yeah, Tiffany Little says, I think we're all just really pissed. But Jenny Baker Smith, pay them less even though they are equally qualified as their male coworkers. Evie Hoyer, go to a car dealership or Home Depot and have someone talk down to you even though you know more than they do. Courtney O'Neill says, go dancing and have guys grind their crotches on them.
Can't wait for that one.
You want to do that one this
morning? Put on some Flo Rida. Let's get this popping.
Have them walk down the street and have gross men catcall at them. Create a female profile in dating sites and receive sleazy men say demoralizing things to them. Rebecca James says, graciously accept the fact that they will receive no gratitude or sign of appreciation for doing their job as good as, if not better than a man. And have someone follow them around to call them a bitch if they show any sign of ambition, drive, or backbone.
Wow, this went sideways.
We're
just going to put on high heels for a day.
Let's go back to
this. Really went sideways.
Man, can we go back talking about wet panty liners? This has got real sad.
Elizabeth Stafford, get paid less. Have guys tell them to smile randomly throughout the day. Speak up at meetings, but get ignored. Then watch as a man repeats what was said, then get praised for a brilliant idea.
Hallelujah.
I don't believe any of this stuff even happens. Did you see Kristen's face?
We were really just talking about like wearing a bra for a couple hours. I don't know what's going on.
I want to contour. Can I just contour?
No. And then Claire Donovan says, exchange a furious flurry of text regarding organizing children's play dates and sports activities with a group of moms. Forward them all to your ex-husband so he knows what's happening. Do this while you are simultaneously on a conference call at work. When a live person in the office interrupts both of those to ask for a special favor, pretend to look as concerned as you actually are about your kids. After that, while you're on your lunch hour, debate upon a Brazilian or a Target run for lunch and birthday present supplies. Wherever you go, make sure you buy wine. You're going to need it.
We're just going to put some makeup on.
Sounds like you ladies need a nap.
Seriously, what happened?
What happened?
Bird Show, good morning.
Good morning. This is Michael.
What's up, Michael?
I've had my eyebrows waxed. There's no way I would get a bikini wax.
Right, dude. Mm-hmm. That's what, now, what exactly is a bikini wax for a dude? Are they doing everything down there?
I don't know if it includes the clackers.
I don't want to find out.
Right.
Good point, Michael.
I don't know if it includes the clackers.
Okay.
Maybe it's just like...
I might be open to it if they just stay away from the clackers.
Like, you seen the 40-year-old virgin when he's getting his chest waxed? That's what I picture going like... Just making noises and you're bleeding.
I'll reach out to Raquel at Sweet Peach and see what it involves, and I'll let you boys know. But I really do think to get the full experience.
Well, they changed the name of it to like Sweet Dog for the day.
So Sweet Dog. You want it to be called a dog?
Well, Peach. We don't have peaches.
It ain't
we
peachy.
We got dogs.
Ain't nothing peachy about that.
You got two little peaches out there.
Hey, Martin, you're on the Burt Show. Or not.
Hello.
What you got, Kat?
I was just going to say, I think you can do either a Brazilian or a bikini wax on a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Brazilian's everything.
Everything.
All of it's gone.
That's what you should have to do.
And from what I understand, that's like the most painful thing is when the wax gets all up in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the back area thing.
Let's just not go into details.
In the crevasse.
How are we going to do this? So if we were going to do an entire week where we put all these suggestions.
I think we put all of the suggestions in the giant red bucket. And every day next week, we pull out a new thing that you all have to do.
Of everything that you guys mentioned this morning, that wet panty liner thing seems to be the most difficult. I got to be honest with you. That's going to be uncomfortable.
You're going to be so uncomfortable. All and you have to sleep in it, dude. You got to sleep in it.
Man, now we're really going to get pruney.
Hold on, Sweet Peach calling.
Yeah.
Hey, Anna, good morning.
Morning, Bert.
Morning. All right, so what is a waxing, a Brazilian for a dude?
It's everything, front and back.
And everything?
Everything.
Are the balls hairy?
What? Could you...
Sorry.
Somehow, like, be a little... kids, listen.
Do the peaches have fuzz?
Have you seen a pair? They're disgusting.
What's the matter
they
with
look
you?
Like roadkill.
I'm so sorry.
We're on the radio.
I forgot.
It is The Burt Show.